The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD, or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Welcome to Pevov. The Ridbaz, who was one of the great Gedolim in the late 1800s, a little bit history, there was a sefer written, the first classic sefer of the last few hundred years, when the Talmidei HaGro made the first aliyah to Eretz Yisrael in the early 1809, 1812. One of the great Talmidim of the Goyim was Rav Yisrael Shklovi. He wrote a sefer called Pas HaShulchan. It was the first sefer that went legamri into Mitzvah Tluyos Ba'aretz. About 70 years later, there was one of the Gedolei Hador was called the Ridbaz. Ridbaz had been a rov in Slutsk. He moved to America in order to finance his printing of a monumental new pirush that he wrote on Yerushalmi. After trying to battle with the elements in America, trying to battle the indifference, shchita and chinuch and shmir shabbos in America, he gave up and he moved there to Sol. But Sefer Yomav, he was a rov for the last few years of his life in Tzfat. The famous story. When he went from Mesiras Nefesh to Shul, his father's Yahrzeit, Pesach Krona has a story, a very moving story about his father's Mesiras Nefesh Leizkanu. In any case, the Ridbaz, one of his things that he wrote were Hoysophis onto the Sefer Pasa Shulchan from Yisrael Shkolov. And over there, he talks about there was an issue of concern identifying Mekayim Zagdashim, which 200 years ago, because there were so few Yidden and Eretz Yisrael, there were some areas of confusion, befrat with Kibbeh Tzadikim, who's buried where and who's buried what. There was some of the Kvarim were identified by the Arizal, the Kafta Vefech, which was a sefer written in the 1500s, but one of the early Akhrenim, also dealt with these in Yonim. But in any case, the Ridbaz brings up an issue of concern. There was a certain amount of doubt as to the identity of the Kaisel HaMarovi. What we traditionally believe is the Kaisel HaMarovi of the Harabayis. There were those that wanted to believe that it was really the Kaisel of the Azor. What does that mean? If it's the Kaisel we learned in late Samuch, in the Daphne a few prayers ago, that there are different degrees of Tumah which have to go out of different areas, different Machnei Sakdusha. If we look at the Kaisel HaMarovi as having Kedushas for Azor, as being the wall of the Azor, then one is very, very close to a place where there's a Chi of Karas. In which case, now let's point out, it seems clear that the Metzius is not that way. The Azor is a lot further in, but some of the Cheshboinis are based on the fact that we traditionally believe that the big black stone that the Arabs, Rahman al-Slan, have, that they use as their place of worship on the Har HaBayis, Shibana Beis HaMikdash Meira, that stone is the Mokum De'Evin HaShtiyah. Based on that and our other archaeological considerations, we don't really believe, and it was that way even 100 years ago, that the Kaisel HaMarovi is the wall of the Azor. If it's the wall of the Har HaBayis, the halachas that govern the Tumah and Taharah are a lot less. There's an issue of concern if one wants to be Chayshish. The Briskas are Chayshish. The Briskarov was Chayshish. His children was just by the Kaisel not long ago. And the Briskarov's son, Rav David Salvechik zum Guten, Salangiyon, was davening all the way in the back, about 250 feet in the back of the Kaisel square. In the back of the huge Kaisel square. They're Chayshish. Most people are not Chayshish. There are those that are Mahadir, not to put their fingers into the wall. There's definitely a Mokhan B'Mahadr. People want to stick in notes. They want to stick in Kritlach into the Kaisel HaMarovi. So they put their fingers in. Certainly the right thing is to be Maneah. But in any case, if there is some type of issue that the Kaisel is the Kaisel HaZorah, there's a problem. Because the wall's not straight. And at certain points where a person is standing, it could be he's really standing inside of the Tchum of the Kaisel. The Chayr is standing, if you're standing in that Zohar, the Chiv, Mamash Chiv Karas. So what does one do with that? So this is the Ridbaz pointed this out. Again, the Ridbaz talks about that we're not really Chayr, that it is the Kaisel of Azor. It's for sure only the Kaisel HaMarovi of the Har HaBayis, in which case the issue is not an issue. It's a non-starter. Rav Eliyashiv, Marn Rav Eliyashiv Zatzal, points out in his Horus, on our, in Sefer Horus, in our Daf, he points out from what the Ravid says in Kinim. There's a Ravid in Kinim that talks about Gagan Valias. We're talking now at Sugya and Daf Pevov about Gagan Valias loin niskachu. And this that the Gemara says, the Gagan Valias loin niskachu, the Ravid in Kinim points out is only on the Gagan Valias that were there when they built the Beis HaMikdash, the structure of the Beis HaMikdash was built. It was built together with Gagan Valias. It was built together with cubby holes, with Gagan for storage, for different functions. Mishnayos and Tumim and Midos are full of this. As far as that's concerned, those Gagan Valias were learned in Scottish. They were deliberately left out of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolei being Mekadosh the Azor, being Mekadosh the Beis HaMikdash. But Gagan Valias that come later on, certainly, if they're above the airspace of the Beis HaMikdash, then they have Kedusha. If, in that case, Rav Eliyahu points out that what the Ritbaz says over there, that the reason why it's not a problem, even if we were to nem on, that we're dealing with the Kaisel of the Azor, but the reason why it's mutter to stand right up against, flush against the Kaisel, is because, I don't know if one should not have a little bit of an aim to stand up flush against the Kaisel. But in any case, the standing there is not halakhically a problem because it's above where the wall was then. It has a din of Gagan Valios. If it has a din of Gagan Valios, it's Loi Niskachu. The problem is that that's not a place on top of the wall, which is on top of where the Azor was then, is not in a Gagan Valios scenario that was there B'Shas Kiddush, in any case. Which means that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolei were Mekadosh the airspace above the Azor. It's not just the Azor itself that's Mekadosh the airspace above. It's only the places that they wanted to make neutral, to make outside of Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, because they weren't Mekadosh those Mekaymis. But places where there was nothing there that they wanted to keep outside, they left as a straightforward Avir of the Mokum had Kedushas HaMokum, if that's true. Then L'chayit to say it's not a problem. This idea that the Gemara says Gagan Valias loy niskachu is only true on the Gagan Valias that were there b'shas kiddush finds interesting expression in Gemara in Soite Daf Mem Tes. This is where the writing in Kinnan brings it from. The Gemara says over there that Agrippas was a melech of Klai Yisrael during the second base of English. We know there were no Malchiyu in the second base of English, but after the Malchei Chashmonaim, there was the position of Melech was usurped. It was given by the Romans to Hordas. Hordas' grandson was Agrippas. Agrippas was an Erlich person. He might not have been a Yid, but he was an Erlich person. He strove to be Mekayim the mitzvahs, to be Mekayim the Chacham, and to be Mekayim the mitzvahs as much as he was able to. And when it came the year of Shemitah, there's a mitzvah, the last mitzvah in the Torah, is to read the Mishneh Torah. It's read by the Melech at the close of Shemitah. It's read in the Azor. And the halacha is Ein Yeshiva b'Azor el Malchei Beis David. What the Gemara tells us in Soita, Malchei Yehuda, Malchei Beis David sit in the Azor. They are considered the representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They can sit in the Azor, whereas everybody else in Klal Yisrael is not allowed to. Agrippas was not allowed to sit in the Azor. This is one of the reasons why Yerovam ben Nevat, when he became the Melech of Ephraim, the other says the Shvatim, did not let Klal Yisrael be on the regular. He didn't want them to see that he didn't have a din to be able to sit Bazor. In any case, Agrippas, they made for him a bima, they made for him a big platform, and he was able to sit down on the platform. The Gemara says that it was in the Ezra's Noshim. The reason why he was able to sit is because it was Be'ezra's Noshim. Frek the Ravid, why couldn't they just say that it's in the Azorah, but since the sides of the Bima have a din of a mechitzah like Gagan Valias, his loin niskachu. Why wouldn't it be enough to be Matim Yeshiva? So the Ravid brings a raya that Gagan Valias, Shaloin niskachu is only those that were there B'Shas Kiddush Beis HaMikdash, and not those that were built 300 years later in order to facilitate Agrippas being able to read from the Sefer Torah by Hakam. So the same is true, L'chari, if the wall was built up, look at the top stones of the Kaisel. Today, the stones, there are Crusader stones, there are Turkish stones, there are stones from the second Beis HaMikdash. The floor level where we are, because of the archaeological buildup of hundreds of generations, we're standing much above where the actual bottom of the Mikdash was. The going to the Har Bayis is flat. Really, the Har Bayis was up all the way. The beginning of the Har Bayis is all the way down. Because if you look in by the glass, if you go inside by the Kaisel, look down, it's about 100 feet down. 50, at least 50, 70 feet down to where the actual floor of the Azara was. It was definitely above where the airspace of the Azara was. The same idea that we just said, that the Gagin Valiyah Shaloyim Eskach was only because they were left out deliberately of the blueprint of Kedushas Beis HaMikdash by the Anshik Nezagdala, but those that were built later on, the ear spaces in the Skadish, finds expression also, the Gemara says, Mechilois, the tunnels underneath the Beis HaMikdash, the ones that were in the Skadish, the Gemara says, are only the ones that have Psuchos LaZara, not the ones that have Psuchos LaHarbayis. The ones that go into the Azara in the Skadish, the ones that are only open to the Harbayis, do not have Kedushas, even though they go underneath the Azara, do not have Kedushas HaZara. So there's an interesting, Reb Yitzchok Zilberstein says an interesting story where there was a shul that asked the question, they dug a, underneath, and it's so very often this hollow space, because they build into the side of mountains, it's called a chalal, miloshen cholul, miloshen hollow. So, the same thing could be true, you could dig out a basement, it doesn't have to be dafkin in Yerushalayim. There was a shul, and they wanted to build a hall underneath the shul, in order to generate revenue for the shul. They wanted to build a hall. Some of the functions that were going to be held in the shul were not necessarily fitting for Kedushas Beis HaKnesset. And the Shaila was asked whether it's right to bring such functions into the space underneath the Beis HaKnesset. It could be that it's already in the Skadish, that space is already in the Skadish to a certain extent with Kedushas Beis HaKnesset. It's the wrong thing to let all sorts of events take place over there. So he discusses that the place underneath the shul, what are you going to say? You're going to say that the mechilois, the tunnels that go underneath someplace, if they don't lead into the shul itself, aren't the Skadish for Kedushas Beis HaKnesset. So he points out that's not true. Because since the place underneath the shul was built later on, so when they built the shul, they weren't not Mekadish, specifically, the area underneath the shul. Lav dafka Kedushas Beis HaKnesset, and bearing on Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, on Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, but the point is an interesting point, that the Kedusha of the Beis Knesset is Chal only insofar as they had in mind to be Mekadosh it. Could be that the place underneath is not Mekadosh at all. If you say that it is Mekadosh, then it would be a problem to thereafter use that space in a way that's not fitting for Kedushas Beis HaKnesset. Just another point over here about Loynis Kadosh Aliyas Vegagin. Rav Eliyoshu Zatzal, in his Ha'oris over here on this daf, brings a Tshuvas HaRashba that says that Hod Loynis Kadosh Gagin Va'aliyos is only by Kedushas HaZor. But Yerushalayim, even the airspace far above Yerushalayim, is Niskadosh B'Kedushas Yerushalayim. Pashta Kasha, the Gemara says not the way. The Gemara talks about Gagin Valiyas not being the Skadish, but the Gagin Valiyas of Yerushalayim, the Gavi, they had to eat Korban Pesach, any place in Yerushalayim. This Kasha is asked by Gdele Echrem, Dor HaKlaner, Dor HaSamech, and Hulvus Beis HaMchiro. And Rav Eliyoshiv answers that the issue that the Rashba is talking about is not the same idea as the Gemara. What the Gemara is talking about is that when there's Gagin Valiyos, those places create a hefsek and they're not part of the place that's underneath. The Gagin Valiyos that were above Yerushalayim are not part of Yerushalayim because it's hufsak from Yerushalayim. That's true, Heim Legabi Kedusha Yerushalayim, that's true, Heim Legabi Kedusha Azor. The ear space might be Kaddish, but when you're in a enclosed booth above the ear space, you're not in the ear space of Yerushalayim. It's considered a hefsek and mechitza. So now there is no Kedusha of that place, both Benegei Kedushas Yerushalayim, both Benegei Kedushas HaZor. What was the Rashba talking about? The Rashba was talking about something else totally. The Rashba said that this ear space is Kodesh Bechlal. The Rashba says is only a concept that's true on top of Yerushalayim. When we're talking about Yerushalayim, over there, the space of Yerushalayim was Niskadish Ad Rum Shemayim. It's not only until the top of Mechitzes. Yerushalayim has Kedushas Yerushalayim going up until the sky. Kedushas HaAzara is only Miskadish to the height, the uppermost height of the Beis HaMikdash. He points out in Rabbi Yashiv, that's how, that if somebody were to fly a plane over the Har HaBayis, and this could be again, if they fly a plane over the Har HaBayis, there's no violation of going up to the Har HaBayis. The airspace above the Har HaBayis is not considered being in the Azara. The Kedushas HaAzara only goes until the top of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was quite tall, but past that height, there is no Kedushas HaAzara. Are you going to ask me that we just said it is a hefsek? See, we have an important halacha called oil zoruk. Being in a building, a oil that's stationary is mafsik, that you're not going to see the part of the avir outside. Oil zoruk, and oil, a protective covering, which is in motion, is not considered mafsik. Going in a plane is not a mafsik, legabi being above the space above it. Where did the shayla come up? The shayla came up in something much more practical. Some years back, when El Al travelers discovered from the flight plan that the El Al planes were leaving Eretz Yisrael going, I think, over the base of Kfar Cholon, maybe someplace else, and there was an uproar because Kehanim are not allowed to go over a cemetery. Either in an oil Zorik, Leshme, or going in an airplane. There were those that wanted to use an Eitzah to go in a box on the airplane. The box is stationary. It's only the airplane that's moving, not the box. So being in a box for those 11 seconds wasn't so practical. You can't put whole families of Kehanim into boxes. So eventually they rerouted the flight plans. They had to change a few things around with the GPSs. But over there, it's a real issue. So flying over the Har HaBayis is not a problem, because the airspace above the Har HaBayis is not a Kaddish. But if you'd be in a plane, if you'd be in a Goodyear blimp over Yerushalayim, over the Yer Atika, you'd be allowed, Sheibon HaBayis HaMikdosh, to eat Ma'is HaSheni. Ma'is HaSheni can only be eaten in the walls of Yerushalayim. That would be considered as having the Kedusha of Bein Acharon Yerushalayim, because the airspace of Yerushalayim is in the Skadish Ad Rum Shemayim. That's the Kavan of the Rashba. It has absolutely nothing to do with being in Gag and Valiyah, where the Gag Valiyah is a mafsik between the place of blow and the place of blow. And that's what our sugya is talking about. It's not talking about whether the airspace is in Skadish or not. So these are some of the halachos that are negeh. Again, not much of it is negeh, but the flying over the Har HaBayis is certainly something that's been asked in different connotations, different, mostly by religious soldiers serving in the army, and that's halacha. The Rashba says that flying over the Har HaBayis is not considered being on the Har HaBayis itself, because the airspace above the highest point of the Beis HaMikdash is not Miskadish B'Kedusha HaSuazor.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.